Therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run the race of endurance that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Dearest saints of Christ Jesus, you probably noticed that the beginning text isn't one of the texts that Logan read, but you may have also noticed that this text is the text that was based and used for the sermon hymn, "For All the Saints From Whom Their Labor Rest." Now, if it's not clear to you, dear Christian, your Christian life is not a stroll along the crystal clear waters of the St. Mary's River, or an idyllic, blissful daily picnic in the Swiss Alps with the sound of music filling your ears. Now, if I were to ask all the runners in the congregation to raise your hands and tell us about that grueling 26.22-mile race that many of you have probably ran, you would recount for us the grueling training and the actual grueling race itself known as a marathon. So, this morning you hear your Lord's word. Let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run the race with endurance that is set before us. Dearly beloved, please take to heart the words of your Lord this morning, that you are weighed down and that you are easily ensnared by sin. Sin that tempts, sin that entices, sin that even forces you to throw up your arms and even think of surrendering. Surrendering so that you will stop running the race that is set before you. That is the desire of the evil one. That is the desire of this world and even your own sinful flesh. Just to give up. Oh, no doubt, there are plenty of burdens that weigh you down, and there are so many sins that do trap you. After all you have to do is reread and read again the Ten Commandments. Do you fear, love, and trust a God above all things? Do you call upon His name in every trouble? Do you eagerly hear His word every Sunday or whenever it is preached? Will you humbly and faithfully receive His Holy Supper this morning? Have you honored your father and mother? Have you murdered anyone? Oh, maybe not with your hands, but certainly in your heart. Are your thoughts sexually pure? Have you wasted your time or the time of someone else? Or have you been tempted to take from others that isn't yours? Maybe not with your hands, but certainly in your heart. Are you a gossip and love it? Are you content? Are you content with all that the Lord has given you? Or do you desire in your heart to have what your neighbor has, including his wife or her husband? Yes, there is more. There is much more. There is illness and there is injury that depresses you, leading you to question if God really cares for you or not, tempting you to neglect His grace. There are days when you do feel crushed, so you question your faith in God, as if being a Christian makes little or no difference whatsoever. And then there's your Lord's gospel, and His sacrifice, which for you may seem so, so distant, as if Christ and Him crucified wasn't really for you after all. Not to mention there's the grief and there's the sorrow. There's a loss of family and friends, leaving you desolate and empty, and yes, my dear one, even hopeless. Yet the most obvious sinful snare we have left for last, and that last snare that Satan uses against you, that sin that always clings to you, is family. Yes, family is a gift of God, no doubt. But in this sinful world, family and faith and your family, often clash. That sounds a little odd, maybe even silly. But you and I know that it's oh so true. Jesus even declares that He has come into this world to divide families. When His holy word is proclaimed, some will believe and be saved. Many, many will not. This produces great anguish within families, your family and even my family. So therefore, you are shunned. You're even mocked for your faith in Christ Jesus, simply because you oppose the how they talk, not only to you, but to other people. And then there's their sinful behaviors that you know will damn them to hell. But do they listen? Do they even care? Therefore, they tempt you to water down God's word, to water down His law. You had better not speak about the truth, especially in love, and I don't want to hear about all this Jesus stuff. Yes, I know. I know, dear beloved, family loyalty is strong. Yet when loyalty to family is greater than loyalty to your Lord God Almighty, family loyalty becomes a sinful snare. Troubles within family, though, are not restricted to matters of faith. Whether some in your family will admit it or not, as you have admitted, you are a sinner, but they refuse that they are sinners. And that's a problem in and of itself. So there's plenty of trouble, there's plenty of suffering, and then there's that sin that's always clinging to us as you are running your endurance race, your marathon of your Christian life. Now, just before the words of our text, there are many, many examples that the writer of Hebrews gives us. Hebrews chapter 11 is also affectionately known as the Great Hall of Fame chapter, the Great Faith Hall of Fame chapter. Within that chapter, we hear about Abraham, and we hear about Isaac. Yes, there's Isaac, who invoked future blessings upon Jacob and Esau, even though Jacob was a liar, a deceiver, and Esau sought to kill his own brother, Jacob. Then there's Moses, who led the people out of Egypt and into the Promised Land, even though Moses, in his anger, dishonored God at Meribah Kadesh, and his brother Aaron and his sister Miriam sought to overthrow him. The devil tempts you to choose family peace over God's word. So, dearest brother and sister, what ensnares you today? What sin is clinging to you right now? What's weighing you down as you're running your marathon of your Christian life? Oh, be honest, I don't know what it is. But God does. Whatever it is today, dear one, God's word is crystal clear for you. Lay it aside. Get rid of it. Be done with it. Repent. How? Confession. Confess your sins unto God your Father, and He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Confess your sin unto God your Father. Be honest with Him. He already knows the truth. Confess that you're wrong. Confess that you are a sinner, that you have broken His holy law. Agree with Him that He is right. And then rejoice. Yes, I say again, rejoice, because the Lord has grace upon grace to give you today. How so? Dear one, the grueling race that you are running has already been won for you. Jesus Christ, your champion and your Savior, has run the race. He has already become flesh to endure the cross for you. He has despised its shame, the shame of being found guilty of the sin of the entire world. He, the innocent one, declared guilty by His Father in heaven. And therefore, all your sin and all my sin and all the sins of the world were placed, piled, heaped upon Him. He endured the cross so that you are delivered from your sin. But may I remind you, Jesus is not a champion who wins and then fades away into history. No, 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 no. He remains your victor forever. He sits at the right hand of God, there in heaven upon the royal throne. He, if you will, is God's right hand, God-man. And Jesus is doing this great work for you right now. He does not grow weary. He will not grow weary. He is not discouraged about your soul. Rather, He continues to work all things for your good, always and forever. He actively perseveres and preserves you in the one true faith as you continue to run your marathon, which leads you, my dear brother and sister, to this great comfort. You are never alone, for Jesus is with you now and forever. That is His promise. And we know that our Lord is not a liar. He will keep His promise. As a matter of fact, He is the author and the finisher of your faith. It is He who is the source of your faith, the faith that He has freely given to you, as He did last week, and as He has did for many of you there at the font. You saw it with your own eyes. A little one has been made His child, given faith freely. We rejoice in this. And in now that work is being perfected as Jesus Christ is now completing the grueling work, His grueling work upon the cross, which He has done, so that your faith and salvation is now fulfilled. He is the author and the finisher, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He's never far away. He's always with you. This is the joy. This is the joy of the means of grace, which you saw on full display last Sunday. Thanks be to God. So, dear ones, please ponder these truths. As you are running your marathon right now, who gives you water? The life-giving water of holy baptism. Jesus. Who continues to nourish and strengthen you as you are running your race? Jesus. Today, He is present to serve you body and blood. Who is it that continues to root you on? To root you on, telling you, don't give up. Stand firm. Do not lose heart. Jesus. He is always faithful, even as he is faithful to the great cloud of witnesses who have gone before you, including Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Moses, as well as your husband or your wife or your son or your daughter or your grandson or your granddaughter, your father, your mother, other members of your family, along with your dear friends, all who have died in the faith. They are present here this morning with the Lord of the church. And when he is here to serve you, there with him is his church, the church that is in heaven and the church that is here on earth. It's a marathon, dear one. It is a marathon, your Christian life. And it is a grueling race. You will suffer many things. Yet your Lord's promise is always sure. He has run the race and he has won the race. Jesus Christ has run the course from heaven to cross and back again, enduring the wrath of his Father, the judgment for your sin. And so the Son, as he told you last week, the Son has set you free indeed. Therefore, in closing, take heart. Take heart, my brother and sister. Your race is run, and your race has been won. Since you are forgiven, forgiven this day of all of your sins, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please rise. The peace that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.